Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at November 5, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll discuss the anatomy of a grifter. As a case study, I'll talk about a Jackson Hink, and how he's utilizing social media to make money and become a popular yet highly controversial figure online. My Vatnik Soup on Hinkle was published already back in February 2023, but a lot has happened since then. His YouTube channel has been removed due to the massive amount of disinformation he spread, and he was also banned from TikTok. After this, he started focusing heavily on X/Twitter. His account is the fastest growing account on the platform, and 5 minutes don't pass without him advertising his $3 premium subscription with no notable benefits to the subscribers. There are two important characteristics that most good grifters possess. One, they disregard the truth, and two, are completely cynical in their worldview and they basically have no moral compass. In short, they go where the money is. Jackson usually goes on the offensive when his income is at jeopardy. After it, Elon Musk said that community noted posts will get demonetized, he immediately claimed that Zionists have hijacked these notes and mobilized people to rate any notes on his posts as unhelpful. You see, Hinkle is actually very good with social media and community building. He knows how people are lured into BS and he, for example, uses his relatively large Discord server to mobilize people to attack or ratio any posts that criticizes Jackson or his disgusting grift. Partly due to this, his account on X/Twitter has become massive. As of today, he has close to 2 million followers and allegedly over 7,000 subscribers. By my estimates, he is currently making anything between $20,000 and $30,000 a month on this platform alone. Out of the nearly 2 million followers, 1.5 million have started following him in the last 30 days, after he switched his pro-Kremlin narrative to a pro-Hamas one. It also shows the cynical approach of switching narratives overnight as long as it benefits his wallet. And as you can guess, Hinkle wasn't always like this. Let's look at his transformation throughout the years. Still in 2019, when he was running for San Clemente City Council, he ran on the LGBT+ platform, rainbow flags and all. He was also a big Bernie bro, heavily supporting Bernie Sanders' left-wing policies. His ex-girlfriend, Sarah Brady, considered him a democratic socialist at that time, but some time after she broke up with him, something changed. Jackson became an Andrew Tate-type macho misogynist, condemning OnlyFans girls while at the same time trying to get them to date him. Then, he started going against the woke culture and associated himself with Jordan Peterson, a pro-Kremlin psychologist who would later strongly support Netanyahu's efforts against Hamas. It's worth noting that Hinkle's social media growth is by no means organic. For example, he gained hundreds of thousands of followers in just a few days during his recent trip to Moscow. Another surge came right after Hamas terrorist attack on October 7, 2023. Of course, supporting Hamas is yet another opportunist scheme to make more money. Below you can see a video from around a year ago, where Hinkle praises Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his great collaboration with the likes of Putin and Xi. Then, just a week ago, he shared an AI-generated image of Bloody Bibi, calling for the prosecution of him for war crimes. Naturally, he's called one of Putin's closest allies, Bashar al-Assad, a hero. But in reality, al-Assad, like most other Arab leaders, doesn't give a shit about Palestinians. As a matter of fact, he sieged and bombed the Palestinian refugee outpost, Yarmouk, located in Damascus, Syria, already back in 2013. This led to significant deterioration in conditions for the Palestinians inside the camp. Whether Hinkle is a Russian operative or not is irrelevant. This has nothing to do with his values or morals. He seems to be the kind of person who'll do or say anything to earn money and get attention. For example, he recently challenged Ben Shapiro to a debate. Post-truth society allows people like Donald Trump, at Stillgray and at Jackson Hink to thrive. As there are no consequences to lying or benefits to telling the truth, these people will keep on grifting and making money and gaining power through lies. I'll end this soup with Hinkle's tweet of the infamous neo-Nazi slogan 14 words, often used with acts of white supremacist terrorism and violence. The phrase probably has no meaning to Hinkle, and he presumably posted it to cause controversy and drive engagement. All soups. Support my work.